Most Holy Father, the English-speaking pilgrims and visitors present today wish to express to you their prayerful best wishes for a blessed Triduum and a holy Easter season. They wish also to express their sentiments of respect and esteem and to assure you of their prayers for your ministry as the successor of Peter. At the end of the audience, we will sing together the Our Father in Latin. The Holy Father will then impart his apostolic blessing, which he willingly extends to the members of your families at home. And in a special way, his blessing goes to your children and to your loved ones who are sick. The following is a summary of the Holy Father's words this morning. Dear brothers and sisters, the gospel of this Wednesday of Holy Week presents the betrayal of Judas, which marks the beginning of Christ's passion. Out of love for us, Jesus freely walked the path of humiliation and self-abandonment for our salvation. As St. Paul says, he emptied himself and became obedient even unto death, death on a cross. As we contemplate Jesus in his passion, we see reflected the sufferings of all humanity, and we discover God's answer to the mystery of evil, suffering, and death. He gives us his Son, who dies humiliated, betrayed, abandoned, and reviled. Yet God's victory shines forth in what appears, in human terms, to be failure and defeat. Jesus' passion is the culmination of his revelation of the Father's infinite love and his summons to faith in his word. Christ takes upon himself the power of evil in order to set us free. By his wounds, we have been healed. This week, as we follow Jesus along the way of the cross, may we imitate his loving obedience to the will of the Father, especially in times of difficulty and humiliation, and open our hearts to his gifts of reconciliation, redemption, and new life. The Holy Father will now greet the English-speaking pilgrims and visitors in Italian.
Saluto tutti i pellegrini di lingua inglese presenti a questa udienza.
I greet all the English-speaking pilgrims taking part in today's audience, including those from England, Australia, Canada, and the United States. My particular greeting goes to the delegation from the NATO Defense College and the many young people present. Upon all of you and upon your families, I invoke the gifts of the Spirit for a fruitful celebration of the Passion, Death, and Resurrection of the Lord. God bless you all.
Dominus vobiscum.
Et cum spiritu tuo.
Sit nomen Domini benedictum.
Ex hoc nunc et usque in saeculum.
Adiutorium nostrum in nomine Domini.
Qui feci caelum et terra.
Benedicat vos omnipotens Deus, Pater, et Filius, et Spiritus Sanctus.
Amen.